AP Radio News. I'm Sandy Kozel. Chinese stocks have fallen for a fourth day, dropping 7.6%. AP correspondent Joe McDonald reports from Beijing that China's main stock market has hit an eight-month low.
The main Chinese stock market index is now down about 40% from its peak on June 12th. That decline has wiped out all of the gains that the market made since January 1st.
Chinese stocks have plunged over the last 2 weeks despite a multi-billion-dollar government effort to stop a slide in prices. Dozens of firefighters from Australia and New Zealand are now in the U.S. to help fight the western wildfires. Forest Service spokesman Steve Gage says this shows just how dire the situation is.
We don't pull this trigger easy. This is one of those tough decisions we make.
Sound courtesy KBOI. The huge fire burning in Washington's Okanagan County has become the largest in state history, scorching 400 square miles. Another American is being called a hero for his actions involving a gunman on a Paris-bound train last week. Mark Mugalian, a Virginia native who lives in France, was among the first to encounter the gunman and nearly paid for it with his life. He remains hospitalized after being shot in the neck while trying to stop the attack. President Obama is putting people on notice. He's back from vacation, feeling refreshed, renewed, recharged, and a little feisty. At a Democratic fundraiser last night in Nevada, Obama declared himself ready for the challenge of dealing with a Republican Congress that disagrees with him on the budget, energy policy, and more. Earlier addressing the National Clean Energy Summit in Las Vegas, he criticized what he says is a huge lobbying effort attacking clean energy.
In this situation, they're trying to undermine competition in the marketplace and choke off consumer choice and threaten an industry that's churning out new jobs at a fast pace.
This is AP Radio News. The IndyCar driver struck in the head by a piece of crash debris during a race Sunday at Pocono Raceway has died. Justin Wilson loved the sport and accepted the risks. IndyCar driver Ed Carpenter says,
"You know, obviously Justin was a great professional driver and extremely good at his craft. Beyond that, you know, he was a great guy."
The British driver was 37. A Pennsylvania company is showing off its new driverless crash truck. Royal Truck and Equipment President Robert Roy hopes truck-mounted attenuators will improve safety at work zones around the country.
TMAs are used everywhere in the United States on any road construction sites where there are no barricades.
Royal is partnering on the driverless construction trucks with Microsystems. Actor-comedian Tracy Morgan has married his fiancée of 4 years, their 2-year-old daughter, in attendance. Sandy Kozel, AP Radio News.